Ravel. Hair encircles the mind that sits a stone's throw from transparency, trapping life forms, flies, owls, woodchucks, manatees, baleen. Just like the stars that never go out but camouflage in daylight, and we are very nearly moths reaching, dancing into elephant or disjoint irony into pretend speaking or pretend dead grasshopper. Those lazy jerks of language, little spells like used toothpicks, they paralyze even the stiffest resistance. Thorning, unruled. A shell full of ash and then a candle, votive. Power outrage, how thrown up against banks of difficulty, and the body prone or supine or both at once. It's dark. Darkness throws up figures in approach just past the cordon. Darkness wiggles imperceptibly. And then there are no department stores and I feel bored. An obligation is devoured. Let's obliterate everything. Let's will our own mortality on the future. And then there's the ostrich in the crevice, out of which a great synthesized chord shockingly blossoms. You're there with me, but I don't know who you is. There is no true you, and the you I think there is irritates me. You know what I mean. This we call the problem of the you. Eyes cross in darkness, thinking about you. It's the problem of the urn, the yearn, the problem of the red yarn, or the pretend red yarn. I want a potato in foil. I want to shake off other human beings like larvae, but then I feel so lonely. Something skittling over water, business, and then spilling over water. The island is glowing again. Whatever I lost, I just lost. A tattoo of darkness on my breast, a tattoo of you on my face. Body bound in red yarn, and wait for unravel. What kind music? How the hook above the dot changes the music, changes the meme. What kind musk?